Super low by
Super low.
mistake. We are,
Family.
I was gonna say live, but family as
Okay.
well.
I got all my sisters and me.
I'm your wife.
You're right.
I'm your wife.
Gosh
Damn. Oh my
darn it.
gosh.
Wow.
Pink on your shoes.
Yeah.
I love it. I've never seen these shoes
They're
before.
cutie.
Look at you go. Welcome, DeLulu Canoes viewers.
What is up, my
We took a
peeps?
week off. No one is here right now, but the VOD, they're bumping. I can feel them watching in
The
the
Vodden,
future.
the
It's gonna be
Vodden.
great. I'm gonna hop on, excuse me,
Oh,
phlegm.
she's gonna hop on.
I'm gonna hop on Instagram really fast and promote that we are here. We are ready. Oops. And we are gonna be talking about some
We
fun
got some
news.
news lined up for you today. Happy
Wee!
Pride. We're
Happy
gonna start with a lot
Pride!
of pride stuff. Woo! June 2nd. Third?
Third,
Third.
the
Oh
third
my
day of June,
gosh, third
on the
day of
third
June.
day of Prideness.
June, me, a partridge in a pear. No.
They gotta change it. That's not gay.
That's not a partridge in a pear tree is
I mean, okay,
100%
I guess you're right.
Oh my God, you're so right.
You're right, though. You're
You're
right.
right,
But that's
you're
very
right. I
Christmas
mean, think about
coded.
those gifts. Like, that's pretty, that was from a gay best friend. She should have known her husband
Oh,
was gay
yeah. Oh my
by
gosh.
those
What if that's the
gifts.
tea?
I mean, on the second day of Christmas.
This here live on DeLulu Canoes, we have
Come on.
discovered the 12 days of Christmas.
Was
The man
sung
was gay.
by a gay man.
Was it sung by a gay
Yes.
man?
12 drummers drumming. I mean, I didn't see any females in the drum line. Not in the drum line, but in their drum line story.
Okay, you're right. Let's not get canceled,
Yeah,
though.
let's not get canceled, but I'm just saying.
Coming
Oh, she did ladies dancing, but anything more than one
Child
lady is
ladies
non-sexual.
dancing.
He was just enjoying the ballet. Oh,
Okay.
five ladies, no, five
She
diamond
was doing
rings,
ballet, yes.
nine ladies dancing. Oh, come on, that's too many for good
For
time.
you think so? That's too many.
Nine people?
I mean, that's a
That
party, if you
is a
ask
party. I
me.
mean, that's more for ours.
Welcome back,
Pride.
everybody.
Our
We can
pride.
decode this song later. We will be decoding actually a song. I forgot to tee in the title about it, but that's okay.
Oh yeah.
I cannot find you for some reason. I can find your
JPB. There it is. Oh.
choreographer page. There you go. Do you want me to tag your gym too? Because you're looking
Yeah,
sporty.
why not?
Let's tag the NoHo gym. Oh my gosh. Do you want to start with your like weekly update? Because your gym looks amazing and I want you to yap about it.
Let me yappity yap yap about it.
Should I start the timer?
Yeah, because you're gonna have to shut me up.
Oh, I can't do it all in this moment. One thing at a time. Where
Look
is
at
my
that leg.
clock?
That's a thick leg, full of muscle.
Okay, ready?
Three,
How much time are we doing?
two,
Five? I've got 35 minutes
yeah.
set. How about five? Five's great.
Yeah, for
Go.
35.
35 minutes.
What's up, everyone? NoHo Gym is going strong. It is so popular. I'm loving the
Yes.
way the word of mouth is going around with it. We spent two full days. I didn't get to tell you guys. We spent two full days, Saturday and Sunday, redecorating the front, putting a nice little background to it. So it looks
That's
all brand new. It looks
amazing.
very, very pretty. We're putting some tint in the front windows so we could keep the coolness inside as it gets hotter and hotter. Although, I mean, the hotness is from the inside, it's not from the outside. Okay.
I mean, the temperature is hot outside,
It
though.
is. It is pretty warm.
It was warm the other
Oh,
day.
wow. And yeah, we just been having a lot of fun with I've been having a lot of fun with the people coming into the gym and wanting to be a part of our community. A lot of females are coming in saying that they're loving the flag because they feel safe. They feel
Yeah.
represented. And it's really, really good. Yes, by the way, that Dodgers. What? Okay. Yeah, this is
Yeah.
2023. I got a team to go together, a fitness
Team.
team of the
Oh.
NoHo Gym to get together and go to Pride Night Friday, February 13th. Next Friday.
February.
No, sorry, not February.
I was like, wait,
Where
we're
am
in
I?
June.
June. June 13th, you
I forgot
guys.
to tag myself in my own promo,
June 13th, we are going to Pride Night. So we get the new jerseys. They're cut off sleeves. They're supposed to be like the best jerseys. We'll talk about the jersey giveaway later because it's in our storyline.
Jersey giveaway. Oh my
Yes.
goodness. Okay,
Yes, yes, yes.
excitement.
Excitement. What else is going on with NoHo Pride or NoHo Gym? We went to Pride this weekend. Pride was fun. Got a group together. Yeah, things are going well with the gym. I just feel really good. It's a place I love to be. It's a place I enjoy my coworkers because there's none.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
my little Joe, my little doggy,
Oh.
my little like gym rat.
Oh.
That's cute. I just came
Oh.
up with that now. It's not a
There you
chihuahua, but if it
go.
was a chihuahua, it'd be a gym rat. He's more of a gym
Okay.
bear.
He's a gym
A
bear. He's
gym bear
so
like a teddy
cute.
bear.
Yeah.
So I don't
Aww.
know. That's pretty much all I have. Oh, hold on. I have a
Oops, oops,
costume change since we were.
Costume change.
Oh, sticking with the blue, but going into
Wow.
the legs, glutes, biceps, triceps, quads, and chest. Don't go to that website. Go to NohoGym.com.
Oh. Did you change
I
it?
did. We need to like
We
do
update
make it
those
a crop
shirts.
top.
Update the yeah, or just
Update.
yeah, cut it.
Yeah.
No one's gonna blame you.
They won't.
No.
But you know what? We got some cool stuff in the works, so we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Cool stuff in the works.
Yeah,
There's
like
more?
merch.
Oh, okay.
Merch.
You have a lot going on.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm exhausted though. You know
Are
what? I
you?
am.
I bet you're a little
'Cause
tired.
it's a little tough. I'm wanting to figure out what would be the right
My nails are so long.
Oh.
There we
I
go.
was like, get the, there it
There we
is. That's a
go.
good, such a good sound.
Yeah, it's so sad.
I'm waiting to figure out like what's the right thing to do besides a massage because I want to get rid of like these tired circles and I don't want to wear makeup in the gym. So I think I need to get like some collagen plumpers,
Oh,
some
okay.
little pump pumps, maybe some Botox for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, dang.
And I partnered up with this awesome peptide company called Game Day North Hollywood. So peptides, if you're not familiar with them, are basically a scientific version of a compound used by amino acids that really enhances your body's natural reproduction of hormones.
Oh,
So
okay,
whether
yeah.
it be like weight loss, muscle growth, collagen builder, joint support, nerve damage. It just helps create more so that way you're making sure you're enjoying your body to the most you can.
Yeah. I wear eye patches. That helps me with mine.
I should wear those at
Yeah.
the gym. That'd be freaking
Or
awesome.
my therapist recommended lowering our cortisol levels because if you're stressed, it shows in your face. So I'm like,
What does your therapist know?
maybe I need to lower my cortisol
Everything.
levels. I haven't like looked into anything yet on it, but that's what she told me.
Are you stressed? Never.
Me? I don't know her. I don't know
Was only the first of the month.
stress.
Bills, bills. Can you pay my bills? Keep paying my
Pay my
telephone bills. Keep paying my water bills. That was Beyonce before she was Beyonce.
Is that Destiny's Child? Oh, I didn't know they sang that
They
song. I
did.
am so not
You're so
aware of
young. I keep
music.
forgetting how young you are.
Like, I did not know Destiny's Child sang that. I thought it was just Beyonce. What do I know?
You know a lot.
Ugh, I need to pull up chat. Is chat outing me right now for being
No,
ignorant?
you're not
Is
ignorant.
chat chatting about me ignorantly? My
They're
phone's
like, where
being
were you
dumb right
last week?
now.
We missed you.
Is that what they're saying? Oh my
Yes.
God. Oh my goodness.
Dare tagged you four
Hello.
times.
Did
Oops.
I? Pardon my
And she
burp.
burped.
Pardon me, ma'am. The doctor says looks dope. Chrissy says, hi, Joe. I
What's
miss
up?
Joe Biden.
Oh,
Dare
don't choke
Dippy, how are you guys
Joe.
doing?
We're
Peptides are
good.
the best.
Ooh, who's on peptide? Oh, Chris is on peptide. She knows
Chrissy.
about the peptides.
Yeah,
How neat.
I feel like very. I spent. Let me start my timer, actually.
Uh-oh.
Let's start there.
Oh, dear.
So I spent a lot of the
Stress, stress,
weekend.
stress, spicy, I'm bored. That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
Yep,
poor sleep.
yep.
Yeah, nice burp. Thank you.
You leave alcohol out of this. Don't talk about my friends that way.
I just feel like this weekend, I like did a lot of not productive things, but it was nice. Like I did a community day on Friday night, so I played Repo, which is like a PC game that's on Steam. I'm obsessed with it. I play it like every time I'm streaming now, I'm playing it. So shout out to Bloop because she bought me the game and was like, you're gonna love this. Hated it at first because it's like a scary horror jump scare game, but I've like learned to love it and I've like become obsessed with playing it just because it's like puzzle solving. It's like thinking quickly on your feet. And like, I don't know, it just, it hits me in like the brain waves where it like feels good to play. Even when you get like murdered in the game, cause the things can attack you. I'm like, ah, you know what? It's okay. Cause I played my best. Like I feel very zen with this scary game, which is not me. But I love it. I think it's just been so much fun. Had a great community night.
Okay.
We had a good turnout. People on Discord are wanting you to get on Discord.
What?
We got Chrissy. Chrissy now is in the Discord house.
Look at that.
So now we got to get you in there.
Okay, okay.
And we haven't really carved out like an idea for you yet, but like we would love for you to join. What did I do Saturday? Do I have any photos of what I did? I feel like this whole weekend, I was so stressed all weekend.
Don't be stressed.
I know. Don't get stressed. Don't be depressed.
Yeah.
What did I do this weekend? I finished some artwork and that was really fun. Okay. Like I had somebody commission me for some art. That felt really fun. I spent a lot of the weekend editing because I'm just trying to get my editor's stuff.
Get it up.
I have a new song dropping this week. So that's exciting.
Let's talk about it.
But I don't know what day or anything yet. But they're like, they're still trying to figure it out. They're having a meeting.
You don't even know what song it is?
I know the song. Okay. But it's like, I can't tell people yet.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, it's called Don't Forget My Name.
There it is.
It's really cute. Okay.
Oh, it's called Name.
It's really cute. It's called Don't Forget My Name. It's like a summer bop, but it's very like, you could try to. But like, I don't want to sing the words yet because I want you to all go listen to
you
it.
You guys need to find out. Put it on right now. Get on your phone.
It's not on there yet.
No, but you could set an alarm.
I don't know what day it's coming out yet. So like, they haven't even, which this is very interesting because I work with like a team that like helps me like promote when the music's about to come out, but we're trying to see if we don't do pre-saves and don't do stuff for it to see how well the song will do. Cause we did nothing for Glow, nothing. And that's my top performing song right now. So we're trying to see if it's like, one, is Glow that good of a song? Which I like to think it's the song's really phenomenal, or two, is it because we didn't promote it that people got the notifications and went and listened to the song? And that was a more organic engagement way to get people to go. So I don't know. We're going to test this one again. See how it does. It's just like a pop funky. We started writing the song when Espresso like really hit. And we were like in the studio mad because we were like, our song is like this, but she put hers out first. Ah. So it'll kind of have that Sabrina kind of like. Me espresso. Like it's a little catwalky song.
Like Nintendo. I like it.
It's got that kind of vibe. So it'll be really fun.
No, I'm curious because it's weird because one of my friends, she sings and she released, I shouldn't roll my eyes. She sings and she released a song and I noticed it on Spotify. I was like, oh, this B came out with a song. Whatever, I'll hear it. And then I was like, it's not for me. And I was like, okay, and I let it go. That day, I'm in the gym. I put on Spotify. And because I clicked on it, it went into like my playlist of my mix or whatever. I did not like it. I made sure I did not like it. And then I'm in the gym and I'm like, this is an earworm. I feel like I know this song. I like it. I recognize this voice.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. And I'm like, let me see if it's her. And it was her. And I was like, damn it. I didn't want to like it.
You're hate listening.
I hate listening.
Oh my goodness.
But you know what? I grew to like it. So
Chrissy says it was really fun to watch us play. Community Day Repo was so much fun. Had fun playing with you.
Repo!
Ooh, new song. Hell yeah. No spoilers for you, Dare. I know I tried not to. Ghost Drop again. Yes, truly. We're just trying to see if that's what made Glow pop or if Glow's just that good. But I spent a lot of time this weekend drawing, which was like very abnormal for me because I feel like my mental health is a little out of balance.
And you get to show some of your drawings?
I mean, I can.
Yeah,
some of them in Discord have seen it, but like, I don't know if it would make sense to you.
Why?
Because it's from a game I play.
But I mean, I appreciate your work from my
own. Aww. So it's a bunch of the characters from the game, and I'm going to make a thing that says, you
that's
got this.
Cute.
And it's like a little robot in the middle who's like overwhelmed by everything. Mm-hmm.
And like then
this
it's
guy's
a
what to do.
Potion.
A little love potion. Mm-hmm. So like the goal in the game is you're supposed to grab these things and like collect them to make money.
Oh, that's
and then
cool.
Like these are the bad guys. So there's like a robed creepy character. There's like a duck. Mm-hmm. That's like a guy that like blew up.
Oh, I thought it was a nostril.
I mean, kind of does look like that.
Kinda cool.
I
gotta play the game.
Yeah, I'll post this on Discord for you guys to see. I was thinking of slapping it on a notebook, and then if you guys wanted to buy the notebook, you could like put notes in there.
Or
just a little like
you can make a little magnet of it and sell it.
How could I make that into a magnet?
It
would have to be like a weird rectangled shaped magnet. Why not? Okay. I'm thinking about it. Like, I'm just trying to like come up with some like little cute fun things for people to buy in their spare time. Oh, I started scale mailing this weekend too, but my time's up.
No, tell me about scale mail. Oh, I don't know what that is.
Because I'm making my own Red Sonja cosplay. I literally was waiting on Jacqueline to come back and like teach me how to like get started. But we've just been so busy trying to fix our other cosplay that I was just kind of like, whatever, I'm just going to watch a YouTube tutorial and see if I can figure out how to do it. It took me 3 hours to get the first three started because I did not get it. I was like, part of me was like, girl, maybe this isn't meant for you. Maybe you're just not good at this. And then I just like kept going and kept going. So this was probably like 7 hours of work.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
I don't want to say it's a little bit of time.
I mean, it's a lot of time for not a lot of progression. But every time I've asked somebody about it, they're like, oh, yeah, that's scale mail. And I'm kind of like, okay. That's
so crazy.
What if I like...
Oh, scale as in scales. Like
the scales, yeah. Instead of chainmail.
Oh, neat.
And now I'm kind of like, do I want to like make scale mail products for people? I don't know. I know, but I'm just trying to dabble into like other sources of income because like if I want to keep being a pop superstar like I am and making music.
There's no money there.
I need to have another like source of income so I can keep affording really amazing music videos.
I love it.
Anyways, that's enough on us.
Enough about you.
Let's get to the real world. Let's get to the tea. Where's your beverage? Where's your water? What are you doing? Here we go. Cheers. Cheers. Here we go. Oh, that was satisfying.
That was really good. Damn. Oh, no. Dustin.
She did find her iPad. I also lost my iPad this weekend for like a day.
Where'd you leave it?
This is what I'm telling you. Like, my mental health is not right. Mm. I have a screw loose, and it's not cute. That's my new audition song. I should really film myself singing that while I'm insane right now. It'd be great.
But hey.
It's what the heck such can a good I song. Do? Okay, let's get to the tea. We've drawn on about ourselves long enough. Let's get to the real tea. What do you want to start talking about today?
Let's talk about JoJo Siwa now dating a man. We called it, we said it before, and it's official now.
So we were talking about this at the gym, and you were like, I got a lot to say about JoJo. And truly, like, have you been watching the entire lore about JoJo Siwa with her being on the show and cheating on her partner?
I didn't watch the show, but I kept up on the news.
Okay, great. That's good enough. So JoJo went on Big Brother, UK, and
UK.
She was like pre-proposed to her girlfriend at the time. Like, what would you call that? Like, where you're like, I could marry you when I come back from this show.
Promise.
Yeah.
Promise ring.
Like, that's what she talked like to her girlfriend. Sorry to make fun of her. Like, girl, I'm going to marry you when I get back from the show. JoJo Siwa. It's literally what she did. Honestly, I should be in, like, an impersonator for JoJo Siwa. That was really great. Anyways, she goes on this show and is, like, Big Brother. They're 24 hours being caught on camera doing things, right? And so she's, like, yapping to this one guy. There was a celebrity on there that got kicked out. Do you remember who it was?
Was the celeb? Oh, it was a comedian. That comedian.
He was the really anti-gay, and he was like, if you were with me, you wouldn't like women anymore.
And it was don't even mention his name. Who cares?
Fine. He's irrelevant because we don't like his stance on the gays. We don't like him.
Nope.
So he got kicked out for like bad behavior, basically. Mm-hmm. And JoJo kept going on the show, and there was another person on the show that stood up for her and like became like really good friends with her. But then we're like cuddling in bed together, and then like her being like, I just don't know that, like, I don't know myself, and I just don't know that I, like, am gay now, I think I'm straight, like, just going through this, like, existential crisis, I think is the right word, but, like, live on TV, which is kind of, like, I don't know, it feels a little weird.
It is. It's totally weird.
What's the guy's name?
I mean, because while you're looking that up, there's something to be like, hey, I am whatever way you want to be, straight, gay, bi, whatever. And you're in a relationship. You've committed to that relationship.
Yep.
Like, the fact that you're going to make your bring out your dirty garbage out to the public for everyone to see that you're a cheater is already rubbing people the wrong way.
And then if you're kissing, but like it seemed like emotional cheating.
Yes. Well, I mean, also maybe they were smart with like, hey, we can't do this on camera, but let's try to do this.
Okay. Yeah. Could be.
And so now that they're like, it's just been horrible because, and now she's not even saying, like, she's saying she's straight. Like, why?
Oh, is she?
Why are you going so extreme?
I thought she said she was bi. She changed to straight?
Well, according to some news.
Oh, okay.
Some news that's been saying that it's straight. But she, I don't know. I just feel like it's one thing when you're, yes, it does feel good. And if you're new in your, like, younger years and someone finds you attractive, automatically that feels great. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to accept it because it's that person finds you attractive, like, oh, okay, then I'll just go with you. Like, no, you've already established this relationship. Understand the way relationships work. You don't have to be attracted to anyone that's attracted to you.
Yeah.
And it's more of just like, I feel like she's still trying to figure out the way relationships work.
Yeah, she's quite young. And she spent her whole youth, like, on TV. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's like, it's tough to say because I don't know that, like, labels are the way to go. Like, I don't think you should jump straight into, I don't know. I think, yeah, I find it strange that she's saying she's straight.
It's just, it's really uncomfortable. It's disappointing because you're coming out as like the queen of pop, gay pop music, which you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's your whole title. And you're totally declassifying yourself now by dating. I mean, it has nothing to do with, like, Lady Gaga's a gay icon and she's straight. Like, yeah. You don't have to identify as gay to be a gay icon. But if you're going to go out and say you're a gay icon and you're putting out your public life for everyone and then going around and be like, well, I'm not sure anymore. I'm going to take it back. Like, yes, you're allowed to take it back. Yes, you're allowed to evolve. But you also understand you have a different... You want to be public, people are going to notice more about you. Mm-hmm. And you have more responsibility for things you say.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Joe here in the chat was saying, yeah, in some ways it can reek of a publicity stunt or otherwise some other way to grab attention. And I 100% agree. I wonder if they're doing it because they're capitalizing off of her. And Chris Hughes is his name, mm-hmm. Was the guy that she's now come out and said that she's dating. Which, like... The cheating thing is one separate issue, in my opinion. That's like, okay, so you emotionally cheated on a public reality show. Now that you're out, she broke it off with the girlfriend, and the girlfriend's been kind of spiraling online, or the ex-girlfriend is like, this felt weird to me. I thought maybe they were putting it on for the camera. Turns out they're not. This whole time I watched basically my partner emotionally cheat on me. So that woman's kind of going through it right now. And now JoJo's coming out and saying that she's straight and now is dating this Chris Hughes guy. So it's like, there's three separate things happening and none of them are great. And unfortunately, here we are talking about it. And maybe she's got a great team behind her that's like, yeah, just say you're straight now. And let's see if the brand deals come back. Because remember, she was scared to come out to Nickelodeon because she had a TV show with them. And she was scared to come out as gay back then, and her team was telling her not to until she finally did, and apparently she lost a bunch of brand deals. So maybe her team now is like, oh, you're dating a guy. Why don't we say you're straight to try to profit off it?
Oh my God.
Every celebrity you see, every influencer you see, there's somebody, except for me, obviously, there's somebody behind the scenes telling them that, like, hey, you should do this. You know what I mean? Like, there's somebody who's not looking out for their best interest, but looking out for their best paycheck.
You know, it's horrible.
Speaking, are you ready to pivot?
I've
got a great segue.
You pivot.
Speaking of best interest and paychecks, yeah. Can we talk about Ariana Grande's brother, Frankie Grande?
Oh my gosh, I'm leaving.
Why?
Because this is supposed to be Gay Pride Month, and I'm very, what's the opposite of gay?
Let's get the negative out of the way. Let's get some of the...
Gay means happy, I am depressed.
We want some good news. I could drop some good news.
No, let's go back to.
Okay. No, I can backpedal.
Oh, yeah.
I can backpedal.
No, we could keep it in. It's
Sesame
not the same
Street's
way.
Back. Yeah.
Sunny days. Wait,
I haven't seen Sesame Street in so many years. But good news, everybody. Sesame Street has been picked up by
Netflix. That is, yes. And that's pretty awesome because PBS, I honestly felt like they were not getting enough. It's brilliant what's happening, because if you think about it, PBS, yes, they get funding. They get funding, but it's not a lot. So being sponsored by Netflix, and Netflix doesn't really have maybe they do have children like sponsored streaming services, but I don't think they do.
Because you can set up like a children, because now Disney's got their own thing.
Yeah.
We'll have to do some research on that.
Because I don't think it's like Blippi, or I don't think it's like Bluey. Peppa Pig is not Netflix.
What's Bluey? What's Bluey
Blippi?
On?
Blippi? 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 B-L-I-P-P-I?
Maybe Netflix is going to make a separate thing where it's for animated children shows.
I think they are. And I think they're going to invest a lot of money, because Sesame Street has been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's well known. It's well respected. And now that it's just
you're
like,
right. Blippi's on there.
Yeah, Blippi.
I've never heard of that. Okay, Peppa Pig. They've got tons of kids movies. SpongeBob. Okay, maybe not tons of movies. I think I overspoke. But they've got like Matilda's on there.
Matilda's how old?
I know, but like they got
the newest film. You heard of Matilda, right?
They've got some things.
Blue's Clues,
they
but like
Peppa.
Something like Blue's, yeah, Peppa Pig, Blue's Clues, bringing like Netflix.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that it's gonna be
Netflix will save.
It's gonna save it, and it's gonna evolve to a lot more opportunities for children to end
yes.
up. There's gonna be so many opportunities for children, TV shows to come up, and I think
uh-oh.
It's great. What?
Chrissy goes, I believe the phrase you're looking for is gay for pay. Bert and Ernie were roommates. Chrissy says, oh no.
Let's keep it gay for Bert and Ernie.
Keep it gay for Bert and Ernie.
I love Bert
and
Ernie.
That's some good news. Like, at least there's some, I don't want to say some good out in the world. It sounds like there's all bad, but there's some good out in the world. There's these big corporations that, like, sure, Netflix probably made the deal being like, we could get more kids hooked on Netflix. But, like, also at the end of the day, if no one cared about free education or Sesame Street, they all would have just been like, we don't care. So even if it's money motivated, I'm happy that it's still sticking around.
I think it's completely like when Disney Plus purchased The Simpsons.
Mm.
Because it had so many Disney films on there. They're like, how are we going to get the adults to
we're gonna
be
diversify.
Able to be with us? And they're like, let's purchase The Simpsons. And they're like, what? And it's so awkward. If you look at the first like poster, it's so uncomfortable to see like all of your favorite princess and blah blah blah, and then Simpsons.
Yeah,
it's just like so uncomfortable. But I mean, it's brilliant because it worked for them, and now the same thing is happening. Like Netflix they're so smart. They're so smart. They're not going anywhere. I thought they were. I wanted one like
a
magical. Pop for them, because the streaming devices are kind of like fading out.
Out again. Yeah,
people are going to the movie theaters now. They're not wanting to do at home stuff, so it's like, oh, what's gonna be the next
how we are going to evolve?
And boom, that was brilliant.
I just wish Netflix though wasn't so quick to like bring in people's ideas, their babies, and chew it up and cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like I mean I only know one really big trope of this, but I've heard from other people that have given their concepts to Netflix, where it's like, you write this really great thing, Netflix is interested in it, they put up all the money, you then, your show is on Netflix, which is great and amazing, and then they just can you for season two, season three, and like, they then own your idea. So it's like, I'm hoping that like Netflix in the future, like that's my big critique for them,
mm-hmm.
is to like, maybe do an independent artist category or something where it's like, people want to watch indie films. Like truly, I would love to see more of that. Like, what was it? Agora?
Yeah.
Wasn't that independent?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's like,
and then,
people want those stories.
Who is that singer that Miranda sings? The same thing
yes.
happened to her.
Yes.
Like she made so much of a name for herself on YouTube. And then Netflix is like, we'll buy it. And then they canceled it. And now she's not able to.
Yeah.
She could promote herself and do single shows.
I think she owns that character still, but she's not doing it anymore because it's offensive.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. She had a huge scandal in the last year.
Boop.
We'll talk about that another time.
Speaking of scandals, let's talk about Ariana.
Yes. Let's get into it.
Let's go back to Ariana Grande's brother, Frankie Grande, who was seen at Epic Universe grand opening 2 weeks ago.
Was that in Orlando?
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's
still
want to
go.
A friend of mine was already gone and said it was amazing.
But is it like shoulder to shoulder people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to wait till they next waited, down a little bit.
4 hours for Harry Potter.
Wow.
2.5 hours for Donkey Kong ride.
And I a bet bunch that was of like, really cool. Oh,
it looks so awesome. It's so cool because I guess not giving it away. But like if you play Donkey Kong, you understand how like the monkey gets onto the wheel and he goes to the roller coaster. That's what you ride. And there's so many the roller coaster like mechanics, whatever, are underneath. So it's like a hand, like here's your chair, and then it goes out and underneath. So you think like you'll see a fake road that you're supposed to be on, and then it breaks, and then you feel yourself pop over. Cool. But it's like it's all part of just like the illusion because you think you're on a road or with trails, but it's actually underneath.
Is it magnetized?
It's no.
No, so it is on like a okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it is cool. They have like loops. They have swerves.
I'm gonna watch a POV of that later.
Oh, it's really neat. It's really, really neat. The POV actually looks pretty, really awesome too. To not be able to like find out where the hand is.
Yeah. Oh, I want to go so bad, and like I totally could if I just like took time to go because my mom like literally lives there still. But I just, I don't love when like theme parks are really crowded.
Well, you have to go during the holiday season.
I could.
Yeah.
And like, I've looked into, I don't think Universal does a version of like, where you pay a tour guide to like give you a tour and then you can just skip the line. I know Disney's is like minimum $2,000. Like it's insane.
No, Universal Hollywood does. I don't know if Universal Orlando does.
Oh, okay.
Universal...
It's like I would pay for it to do Disney World at this point because it's so busy and it's nice to just like skip lines. And then everybody's like, oh, famous person. So it's always like kind of cool to go and like be bougie. But
that's so neat. No, it's awesome. I can't wait to go. I really want to go. They said the Monsters ride is awesome.
What if we like didn't go to Coachella and went to that instead?
Okay.
Like, would you be down for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe I'll plan it 2026. That way we have time to put money away. Oh my God, we'll film a music video at the theme parks. They won't even know.
They won't.
They won't even know.
They have it in the ear. It's just like, bum, bum, bum. We can't sing it. Don't sing it.
Yeah.
Don't know. Don't sing it. but yeah, the Monsters ride is pretty awesome. It pays homage to all of the haunted monsters in the Universal films.
I didn't even know there was a ride. Yes. Oh, that's so cool. Every time I see clips of like the meet and greet characters, mm-hmm. It reminds me, first of all, that we've got to get you into do a Delulu actual podcast episode because you actually used to be an entertainer through Universal as well. Like one of the great people. And I used to be one too. So I feel
we
like
we could compare stories.
We should like compile our stories without getting
in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Do you guys know what JP, I'm curious, chat, if you're listening. Mm. What do you think, like, what character do you think JP was?
What
character? If he worked at Universal. I'll make it that. Dinner. Although, you would make a killer Naveed. Prince Naveed of Baldonia?
Baldonia?
Baldonia. Yeah. You could have been a Naveed. You. Yeah, you've got the
Is
face.
Is that Disney?
Yeah, that's Tiana's prince.
Oh.
He's very, very handsome.
Thank you. I think the only prince that I got, like, callback for was, oh, great. Tangled. What's the one?
Flynn Rider?
Flynn Rider.
And I'm like, you're not looking for Flynn Rider?
No. Am I right? And then I got called in for Aladdin.
Okay, yeah.
Aladdin. I was like, great.
Maybe that's why we're soulmates.
Oh.
I was going to sing the beginning of it. I can show you the world.
A whole new world.
Ooh, someone guessed Boba Fett. That's not Universal.
But cute.
Elwood Blues. Oh, the Blues Monster is there. Epic Universe is calling. I know, right? I know. So no one has a guess.
They'll keep guessing.
Should we save it for the episode?
Save it for the episode.
I definitely will need photos for that one.
Okay,
then.
I have a bunch.
Because like
of photos.
I totally thought you were lying at first, and then I heard
saw
you
my videos.
Talk like that, and I was like, I was "Oh
my God!"
We'll do,
you're
an, we'll
away.
Do an
you're
episode.
Away.
I should plan it this month because it'll be Pride, and you can come all gay.
Happy Pride.
Yeah, we should do that. Yeah. We have a big day. I don't know. We should say the date.
Don't say the date. Filming.
We have a day where we're going to get like 4 people in here and just like crank through them because Cosmo has a day off. So I'm like, brah, brah, brah. So we'll join on that.
Okay, cool.
Anyways, Frankie Grande.
Frankie Grande
was at Epic Universe.
And they asked him about his sister because if you don't know, Wicked, the trailer is coming out tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Bum, bum, bum. So
Wicked 2.
Yes, and it actually
We
is
just
being released
barely stopped talking about the
at
other radio.
6 p.m. Pacific, no, Standard Time, Central Time, and 3 p.m. our time. But there's a what do you call it? Think of it, think of it, think of it. They're doing a screening of the movie Wicked in all the AMCs, so you could buy your tickets to see the movie tomorrow, and the trailer is going to be shown before the movie. So they're all doing it at the same time, though, so that way if it gets released or people have their phones out, it all gets released right at the same time. So you'll be able to see it tomorrow
Wow.
at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, is what I'm told.
That's so
So
cool.
you heard it here first. Yeah, I stuttered a lot on that because that's so much information I wanted to give out. But anyways, Frankie Grande was over there
He
at
was
the Epic
talking.
Universe, and he was talking to
An interviewer,
some
right?
interviewers, and they were just like, "Hey, so what do you know about the new movies?" Like, well, obviously I know stuff because my sister was doing it for 2 years,
Yeah.
but I'm not going to spoil anything, so you guys get to ask her about it, or just go watch it and let me know what you think. But you guys need to watch him. I don't know what's going on with him. He looks like he put on his makeup for a night out, went to bed with his makeup on, woke up early, late to work, put more makeup on, realized it was gay pride, had to put on more makeup for the
Put glitter on
parade,
top.
glitter on top, fell asleep because she drank a little too much, but then woke up the next morning and realized it's Saturday of gay pride. I need to put more makeup on.
Yeah, it was a very interesting look. And I don't, this is my other question, and we talked about this a little bit too, where it's like, so if you're the sibling of somebody who's famous, like world-shatteringly famous now, especially now that like they're making Barbie dolls of her as Glinda, you know what I mean? What does he do for a living? Like what is his, because like think about it. Like he can't get a job at like Starbucks because everybody's going to know he's Frankie Grande and they're going to bombard that location, that place. So it's because they want to know about Ari, but like it's not safe for him to have a regular human job, right? So it's like what does he, how, like, if you're the sibling of somebody that famous, are you essentially like a nepo baby to them in a way where it's like he just gets to like get paid by her to like not have a job and to like support her at events? Like, I would love to know, which nobody here will know, but I would love to know what that is, one, like, and two, what do you do when you're that, your sibling's that famous?
I
Because
don't
like,
know.
he should, first of all, she owns a makeup company. So, baby boo, you gotta get your makeup straight. Like,
Exactly.
she literally owns a makeup company now. And when
Do not say
you're,
you're wearing her makeup. Do not say
yeah,
you're
like,
wearing her
and
makeup.
I tried to fight for him when we talked about it earlier, but then I pulled up the video. Like, I was like, it couldn't be that bad. But it was strange. Like, his outfit, fly, loved it. It was such a vibe. But like, a weird, really pink blush with a gray glitter blue smoky eye that is not even on both sides. It's like you said, looked like he fell asleep on one side. Like, I'm not trying to pick on the guy, but also it's like, so your sister owns a makeup company,
And it's
a
not like
billion dollar
you, yeah, it's
company.
not you doing the make. You actually
Did you
had
pay
people
someone?
dress you to be there, had people, and oh my gosh, it gets worse, you guys.
Oh
Worse because
no,
of
there's
the,
more.
yes, because I get these alerts from people who are,
Like, I don't think they get it. I think they think we're being
no, you
mean.
guys should
I
open
thought
up
you
a
were
side
being mean.
window. And also, I am friends with a very famous actress' brother, and they do their normal hustle. See, it's all about the normal hustle.
What do you mean? So like they just have a normal, regular human job?
If they're sane, I think they're not. This person's not.
Do you don't think Frankie Grande is okay?
I don't think so.
Has he been
Well,
there?
he was very public about his substance abuse before. He tried to get clean, or he did get clean because he's sober and he talks about being sober. Started working in a mission, like Broadway Cares in Africa, to try to help like
Oh.
raise money and bring arts to children in Africa. So he was gone for a while. Then he came back and started doing like the musical theater world. And now he's trying to be a vocal artist again. And that's tough. Like, if you know your sister's amazing at vocal artist, like, don't try to
Yeah.
be in her shadow. That there's no way.
So like I just Googled Frankie Grande Epic Universe, and this is
You
what comes up. Like,
guys,
it's just a ooh, don't share my
don't read
message.
that.
It's just a weird choice. Like the outfit, the shirt, cool. I love it.
But the peacock shadowed.
It's like,
I don't know.
It's a little karma's a bitch. I didn't know better.
Karma's a witch.
Witch.
Not a bee.
Not a witch.
I don't know. And like, maybe we're being a little too critical, but I don't. He's kind of representing his sister in a way because he's been on like almost every like big red carpet event with her. And I just think maybe we need to rein in. Like, to me, it doesn't say pride. It to me looks like an attempt at a peacock makeup look where it's like green, blue on the inside and it fans out to like a smoky moment, but it just doesn't look the greatest.
And he is attractive. I'm not saying he could be attractive. He is attractive.
Yeah, very attractive.
If you were to cut his hair, if he were to be presentable and not look like he just rolled out of bed, like,
yeah,
come
I don't
on.
Know.
But I mean, to each their own, if that's what he wants to do. But you know what? Now that we talk about it, his partner, his husband, has been quiet for a long time.
Yeah.
He hasn't been out in public with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I wonder if something's going on there.
I don't know. Well, I mean, it could be the Dolly Parton effect or the Dolly Parton husband's effect where they just don't want to be in the limelight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So. I don't know. I truly, does it really matter at the end of the day? No, who cares? We're just two people on the internet expressing our silly opinions over our makeup look. But it just is something to take notice of. Like when I was a kid, and maybe you felt this way too, because you were in theater. My mom was like very, like when you go out of the house, you have to look presentable because I grew up in the era that people could just discover you going grocery shopping or going to the mall. So it's like my mom always made sure that we looked like presentable. Obviously now I'm an adult and I can make myself look the way that I want to. But, you know, you'd think that he would have some part in his brain too that's a little bit like, hey, maybe we should hire a makeup artist to do the eye look.
Yeah.
You know, like know where your strengths and weaknesses are. Because it, to me, doesn't look like a makeup artist did that.
No.
But I could be wrong.
Also,
I could be wrong.
There's some weird things. I mean, we're talking about it. Maybe that's part of it.
Mm.
But also, I feel like it's been so, up until this day, I will say I'm guilty of seeing someone walk in to either a gym, an event at night, or like just getting out. Like, say you did a photo shoot.
Yeah.
And you're full of makeup. You come in. I'm like, oh my God, you look gorgeous. You're like, I should not be wearing this during the day. Or like, hey, I'm hungry. Let's go eat. And then we go eat somewhere else. You're like, no, I got to change first. I'm like, you look great. What are you talking about?
There was
and
one
it's
day.
So me, just like,
yeah,
oh my God.
There was one day I went into the gym and I had like makeup on because I was filming something. And you were like, wow, you look so beautiful today. And I was like, bitch, it's because I'm wearing like 8 shades of eyeshadow. It was so funny.
And it's so
witch.
Funny.
Oh my God,
we use a witch. 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 But it, but it is, it's so funny because I will say that I still can't tell what's the difference from like evening makeup, morning makeup, going out makeup.
Really?
Like, it's hard to tell because I think, I don't know, like women, when they take care of themselves and they look good, I'm like, you feel good. You look good. All right, great. Oh, those eyelashes were wrong. Okay. Sorry.
When we go to Orlando, I'll do the makeup on you. And then you'll wear, daywear makeup.
This is what Frankie Grande should look
We'll do, like.
Like,
on camera, where it's, like, as if you were going to an audition. Why am I offering this? Chrissy is my makeup person. It's fine. It's fine. We have the same skin. No, we don't. But, like, we could do, like, a morning, like, as if you were just going to a commercial shoot that's, like, a no makeup makeup look. And you would be shocked at, like, wow, men don't think that this looks like no makeup. And, like, yeah, they don't know. If
but
they're not
even
doing
the
it every day.
The strangeness of being able to be like, all right, well, let's go out and get lunch. And you're like, not looking like this. I'm like, what do you mean looking like this? You look great. You're like, this is way too much. I can't go to, like, it's still something that guys don't think about.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever been that particular. Like, well, I'll go to a photo shoot and then go straight out to eat afterwards with the craziest cosplay makeup on. I'm just like, hi, I'd like a double cheeseburger.
Like, okay, she's had a rough night.
And I'm like, thank you.
It's 11 a.m.
Yeah, it's 11 a.m., girl. What are you doing? And I'm just like,
poor girl.
What do you want from me?
Moving on, because we're done with him. We don't want to talk about him anymore.
I feel like now it's starting to get into like a hater territory.
I know.
We're really not. I just think we're trying to understand
him. I'm trying. Yeah, we're really trying to understand this. Do we want to talk about... Well, you know what? We're talking about people being in the media by their sisters. Why don't we talk about children in the media?
Yes.
Because we found out that Honey Boo Boo Child now has her own reality show on Lifetime. Lord. And who else does?
Who else?
Child, Toddlers and Tiaras, I mean, or whatever.
Like, that is Honey Boo Boo. She was on Toddlers and Tiaras. Right. Baby, Bad Baby.
Bad Baby.
She isn't on a TV show, but she went and did an interview recently. She's the one that was like, the Catch Me Outside, how about that? Like, from, I don't even know how long ago. But she did an interview somewhere. I want to say...
Catch Me Outside, how about that? While she's looking that up, have you guys seen on TikTok? It's probably my algorithms. But now there's an AI that makes everyone babies. And so there's that version of Dr. Phil, Catch Me Outside, and they're all babies. And Dr. Phil has a mustache, and he's a baby with a microphone. And she does too. She has all like this makeup, and she looks like a toddler. And she's like, "Catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah.
Catch me outside. How about that? What does that mean?
How about that?
What does that mean? Catch me outside."
So Bad Baby recently did an interview on Oxford Union in January, and then also April 7th. Did a reaction, or not April 7th, where is it? March 12th, talked about how when she became 18, everybody was like waiting for her to drop a spicy site. Mm-hmm. And all these grown people paid into her spicy site, and how when you become an internet meme or like that famous, this to me brings up the question of, should children be allowed to be on reality TV shows? Because she was on Dr. Phil when she was a minor and then blew up from it. And then her mom or somebody encouraged her to like have a rap career, which is great for her to like capitalize off the fame.
Yeah.
But at what point do you go, okay, this is a minor on like a reality TV show where people are talking down to, laughing at, making fun of. Now that she's like a grown adult, I don't know that her brain is ever going to be the same as a normal, regular grown adult. Granted, she consented to being on the Dr. Phil show.
That's true.
She made that choice. But her parents were the guardian, legal guardian, that okayed for this. I am very curious, for those of you in the chat, if you think children should be allowed on reality TV shows. Because I personally, especially like Dance Moms with Abby Lee, like, because that's where JoJo's from. I personally think that they shouldn't be allowed on reality TV.
Yes.
I think film and media are like commercials where there's laws for them that they can only be on set for so long. And it's a little bit more like, I don't know how to describe it. It's a little bit more watched and calculated.
And it's tricky because like you watch Cops, or you watch any kind of like lawyer shows or reality shows. And if it's about adults, they usually blur out the kids. They don't show the kids at all. And they'll just cover the face, and then you hear them speak, and it's still fine. But Toddlers and Tiaras, they dress up these kids.
Yeah. They made a whole reality TV show about girls and pageantry.
Dance moms who are wearing these unitards.
Yeah.
And sexualized. I'll say sexualizing them.
Schmexualized.
Well, I will not say that.
I will not say that. What you mean. Yes.
It's just, it's kind of crazy how, and it's Lifetime. Lifetime television can get away with it, but it's weird.
I just feel like it is sort of enabling this, the parents, because obviously they're getting paid for it, you know, like it's very little times where they're not getting paid. And even if they're not, that should be more suspicious that the parent is like, yeah, sign my kid up to be on the show to be ridiculed for millions of people to watch. And then them have to deal with that as a grown adult. Like, I can't even imagine, like, even in my small sphere of like influencer, content creator, like fame, as you will, like, I am so glad that I did not sign up to do anything like that when I was younger. And I'm glad that I like became an adult and actively chose to put myself out there, because it's so different when you have the common sense and the business smarts and like the keeping yourself safe. Whereas like kids don't know any of that. And when they become so famous, that's when they become a little bit out of touch. And then as they grow older, they kind of remain the same age that they became famous at. So I don't know. I feel like if I were to have children, I would not put them into reality TV shows and just keep it to, like, if they had an interest in acting, like, commercial mm-hmm. or, like, film, and heavily be present.
It's just so weird because we're trying to put sane with insane.
Yeah.
And you can't cross the two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know people who their children have zero talent and have no reason to be on film or performing, and those parents will lie to them and push them up there and they look horrible.
Really?
And they're making the child believe that they're talented and really good. But it's like, hey, why are you pushing your dreams on this child?
Yeah.
And the child has no business.
Hmm.
But then at the opposite, if you have a kid like young Sheldon, who's like really talented,
phenomenal,
and it's like, hey, if you got the talent, then yes, I ought, as a sane adult, I will put the money into it.
But I think young Sheldon, a TV show, is very different than reality TV.
What about with Justin Bieber?
What about with him?
Well, his mom put him out on the internet, and
then
he became Justin Bieber.
I feel like that, because obviously Justin wasn't on reality TV. He got, like, scooped up by Usher and then now Diddy.
Uh-oh.
Which is not great.
You can't say that word anymore.
You can't?
You can't say Diddy on YouTube.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
Do you know that? I was like, oh, I believe that. Honestly, I believe it.
I would too.
Where am I going with this? I think Justin Bieber, obviously he wasn't on reality TV, but like his parents were very hands-off with him. And I think that's another big mistake, is that, like, unfortunately, the casting or whoever's in charge of that reality TV show or that film, it's not up to them to be like, oh, well, the parent is really hands-off, you know, because they're typically dealing with the agent and not the parent. But I will say that, like, in Justin's case, his mom was extremely hands-off from what I have heard. I could be wrong. And I feel like that really allowed and enabled him to get thrown into the industry without any guidance. So him and, like, Britney and Amanda Bynes, like, there's a lot of them that their parents were not as on it as they should have been.
Yes.
But I do feel like now that we're seeing, like, these documentaries, like the Quiet on Set and, you know, people speaking I feel like it's starting to... We're starting to have more conversations about children's safety on set. And I feel like it's gotten better. I could be wrong. I'm not a child on set, so I don't know what that is like. But I feel like it's a lot different now. I'm hoping it's a lot different now and kids are being more protected than ever. But personally, I don't think I would put my child in reality TV. I don't even put myself up for reality TV. You know what I mean? Like, that should speak volumes.
Yeah, but that's why reality TV is able to pay as low as possible, because it's like Disneyland. They'll always find someone to do it.
There's always somebody who's desperate for fame.
And they're like, scared. I don't care.
That's what I'm saying, though, is that like the
fact... Tua! Do I have a podcast now?
Does she have
one? Yes, she does.
Still? It's still going?
I don't know. Let's find out what's going on with Miss
Hot Tua. No, let's not touch base on her. We have so many other topics to get back to. You do like to talk about her a lot, though.
I haven't talked about her in a while.
Okay.
Have I?
I don't know. Leave the kids out of reality TV shows. Movies and regular TV shows is fine. Heck, even game shows, but not reality TV show. That's what I'm saying, Blue. Oh, God, that clip from Dr. Phil is forever immortalized. Exactly. And now she's like an adult and is spiraling. Mm-hmm. And I get it. Get her in therapy. Kids most likely don't know what they're signing up for. Yeah, I mean, even I, as a grown adult, when I started my spicy stuff, like, I'm not going to dive too far into this, but, like...
No, dive into it.
I mean, I knew what I was getting into, but I didn't know the extent. Like, I didn't know as many things when it first started that, like, it would affect me getting hired by anywhere. Like, so, for example, I could probably not get a job at, like, a Starbucks or a regular, like, retail place. And I know this because corporations can look up into you and find out where you got your last paycheck from. And if they discriminate against spicy workers, you will not get hired. And there's a lot of them that do. They're not forward facing about it. They don't publicly talk about it, but I know tons of people that have tried to go back and have a normal human life, quit the platform, quit completely, and can't get a job anywhere because people discriminate, which It's their prerogative. And did I know that when I first signed up for any of it? No. There is no rule book. There's no,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's not. And now as where I am now, do I regret it? No. I feel like I've made all the right decisions. I've been very smart about it. Yeah. I've, you know, done everything I can do. But still, it's like, you don't, there's no, you know, there's no way to tell the
exactly,
future. You just have to worry about the present.
Exactly. You know what? It's so funny that you mentioned that, because I was talking to a client about the new Pee Wee Herman documentary. That is awesome.
Oh, you've seen
it? Yes, I have seen it. Oh my gosh. You know, if this, I'm frustrated about it, because in the month of Gay Pride, when it came out, it came out like a week ago.
Was he gay?
He is gay.
Is he alive?
No, he's dead.
That's what I thought. Okay.
He died. What's it?
He passed away.
I was like, what's
he
the
left
word?
Us.
Yes, he left us by cancer.
Oh man.
Yes, it wasn't by choice, which is good. But he kept it to himself. He was very private. And oh my gosh, just like, so he was accused of being indecent. No, first indecent exposure at a theater. That was meant for people to go have fun and watch naughty films.
Really?
Yes. So if that's what the theater is for, why are you attacking Paula Rubin? And I get it. It's wrong. Yes. But I feel like it was like
weird.
Specifically,
I didn't know that.
Pinned for him, because he did get, like, they should have shut down the movie theater. They should have, like, find the entire company. Like, it's what it is. So I mean, there's movie theaters here that still do that. Like,
yeah,
there's a bunch of them. So all right, so you have that, and he got rid of his Pee Wee Playhouse. All the like stations stopped airing it. He like discredited his name. It was like really harsh on Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah,
and so when they went to the court to have the whole trial, he pleaded no contest, as his person said to do. His fine was $100.
Oh.
$100 to discredit your whole name like that, the way you did.
Wow.
Like, it's horrible what they did. Mm. And so I was like, okay, all right, whatever. Whatever this guy did, yes, let's be mad at him for. But he was a child
performer, educator.
Yeah. Yes, and I get it, but he's also a human being too, so yeah. Allow him to have both of his worlds.
He's like Miss Rachel, if Miss Rachel decided to start a spicy site.
It's crazy. And then the second time that he got in trouble was basically his coworker ratted him out and said that he was doing had child pornography on him.
Corn. Yes.
So they raided his house. They found nothing. And then they found like these tubs of like homoerotic. Can I say that?
Sure.
Yeah. Homoerotic tubs of like magazines and stuff that were just like sealed off because he was a collector. And so they found out that like one of the models who did the cover of the magazine was underage when they shot the photo. And like, how do you know that when you purchase something, you know?
Weird,
so
yeah.
So guess what that fine was? $50.
Okay.
And you had to do community service and, of course, tell everyone what you did. So it's...
Wow, so he was like kind of set up, huh?
I think so. I feel like he was wrongfully accused. And I felt like... He lived this private life, and of course he stayed in the closet because he's like, this is the way they're going to treat me. Like, I can't be gay. I can't be myself.
That's so sad. I'm definitely going to have to watch that
it's
now.
Really, it's
because I was kind of like, why would I watch it if he's a pedophile? Yes.
So he was not. They never caught him doing anything with children.
But it's from his...
It's from his collection. And yeah, it's only one photo that they found out of like tubs and tubs.
Do you trust that, like, though, that it's from his team, the documentary?
Yeah.
You trust it?
Yeah, I do.
Interesting.
Because they found out who it was from.
Yeah.
And that person went down because he had more, it was a coworker of his. The guy who created Pee Wee Herman together. So I think they had a secret affair. Set up.
Oh yeah. No! Okay, is that your tinfoil hat?
My tinfoil hat is like, that they had an affair. Because if you look at the photos, yes, the photos, they were like very happy, very together. And I was like, these two were in love.
And he
they had a divorce. And he started saying like Pee Wee Herman owes me money. And yes, I would take him to court. And blah, blah, blah. So, like, it was a divorce. It was a full-on divorce.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to watch this now.
Anyways, the reason why I brought this up is because it made me think a lot about 2 years ago, there was a elementary school teacher who got fired because she had a spicy site.
Yes. I heard about that.
And I'm like, yes, you're involved with children. You didn't do anything with children. You didn't do anything on your spicy site that was at school. It was all in your private time. How do you get penalized? Like, I don't get it. I understand the frustration because you don't want to mix the two. Like, what? My child's teacher is on a spicy site? But at the same time,
I think teachers should just get paid more and then they won't have to turn to other things.
I mean, there's that.
Period. Because, like, I mean,
it's tough.
Everybody does spicy stuff just for money. let me throw that out there first of all, because it's like expression and it's, you know, freedom. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know. I feel like being educated. I don't know. I feel a little weird about that one. But
well, it's like also when I would see my teachers out in public. Or like at the grocery store, and I'd be like, "Oh my gosh, there! Yeah, that's like, a significant other."
Imagine finding their spicy.
Oh my god, they're kissing. Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, if this teacher is a teacher for like 30 years, they obviously grow up in 5 years, and they could find. It's tricky.
It's such a weird line because, like, I'm all for it. I'm like, yeah, I'm all for it too. But also, I'm just kind of like, but I know that like kids are. They're sleuthy little kids. Like, they'll, like, look up all, you know what I mean? So it's like, exactly. I just think teachers should be paid more so that way they don't have to have other things
but
to
I don't
make
think
money.
That, I don't think if they did it in the past or they're going to do it in the future.
Oh, in the past, yeah.
Or if they're doing it in the future, like, yes, be smart. We're understanding. Don't involve your children.
Yeah.
Because what's the difference from these teachers who make these, like, all right, you guys, April Fool's Day, we have a test for you. And then they're filming, no, it's a pop quiz, no. And they have to spell all the words incorrectly because they're made up words.
Yeah.
And you're doing that for your own YouTube channel or Instagram. But you're a teacher. You're fully clothed.
Yeah.
Like, it's wrong.
I do feel like it's a little weird that, like, teachers now have, like, viral TikToks and, like, YouTube channels. But, like, I think it would be different if they weren't filming while the class is in session.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would be okay if they did like a sit down, like how to get your children to focus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like videos that were educational, like talking to another adult, but not like POV, you're in my class and we're doing an English assignment. You know, I think it's a little weird.
And and it's so weird because on the double-edged sword, there's this TikTok sound that came out that for Pride. And it's like, wake up, witches, today is Pride. Grab your butt, LGBTQT, hunty. Like, they just go on, and it's funny.
Ooh,
it's supposed to be, like, a remake of, like, Beyonce, like, ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga. Yeah! And it's like, so it's that. But
I love it.
I looked at it, and I'm like, I'm looking at all of these, and I'm loving them. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is funny. And there's two teachers who were in the teacher's lounge doing it. And I'm like, okay, this is cool, but the word witches hit me differently, knowing that they were two teachers in the teacher's lounge.
Ooh.
And I'm like, why do I feel this way? But I should, I get it, because you're at school. Yeah. You shouldn't use the B word. You shouldn't use, like, it's Pride. I don't know. You guys, I don't know.
Like, we're here for them, you know, like, making, I think, like, doing the TikTok in the teacher's lounge is fine, but, like, they shouldn't be wearing, like, their teacher's badge on their teacher TikTok
account.
And
they are.
But, like, again, I'm the one who got, like, written up at Walt Disney World because I character integrity, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think, like, I would feel a little strange as, like, even if I went to, like, college and, like, one of my professors was, like, making TikToks, like, in their like secret teacher's lounge. Mm-hmm. I would be kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
To be clear, I am against weedophilia. If that's what we can
with
say.
With a W?
With a P.
With a P.
Willowphilia with a P. Obviously, we both are against that. Yes. Like, if you're not getting that from this.
That person is a student teacher for elementary and they have their own spicy network on the side that doesn't involve children, that doesn't involve them, like, showing their school. And doesn't involve, like, you know all the rules.
I think if they keep it separate, then I'd be like, okay, just, like, don't use your, animals, like, teacher name.
And don't use your teacher name. Like,
like Miss Smith on her spicy. Yes.
Mrs. my God. Smith is spicy network.
She's got a ruler. Oh, detention. Oh. Like, girl, get yourself a new, anyways, we've fallen on this rabbit hole.
And I'm sorry, you guys.
Y'all, what do you think? I'm curious. Like, let me know in the comment section. How would you react if you found out? That's not a good
one. I mean, this is funny because I will say, you to the exception, maybe because you're a woman. any guy that I know has a spicy network, I go and check it out.
But you don't check mine out?
I know, I'm rude.
You're my husband. What do you mean?
Oh my God. Oh my God. No, I'm sorry. I take it back.
Everyone's like, I guess we'll check out the documentary. They're like, what are they talking about? Okay, anyways. We gotta get back on topic.
We actually hit most of them.
Did we?
Yes, the only one that we're missing is...
All of them. Did we get all of them? I'm trying to look. Pride Month baseball? Band? Booty?
Oh, you owe me a booty band.
I gotta find that, okay. Yes.
Anyways, going back to the last thing I was gonna say, I guess, about the Pride Month is that 29 out of the 30 baseball teams, professional baseball teams, decided to participate in Pride Month. And one of them that did not decide to participate was from the state of Texas. The Texas Rangers decided not to be a part of it. I wonder why. But they're also saying that the hat version that a lot of these jerseys or Pride teams are using, that the hat is going the safer route, because it's not so obvious. I see that.
I just think that you should just do whatever makes you happy. And if there's somebody in your life doing something that doesn't make you happy, you don't have to be upfront and out loud about them doing that thing that's not making you happy. Like, I don't want to push my views onto people, but personally, just love each other.
Just love each other.
Like, I don't understand. Oh, there was a voice actor on King of the Hill that got murdered over the weekend too.
I heard about that.
Yeah. It was like an act of
hate.
Yeah.
Hate crime.
Which, I mean, we're way over time now, but like, I think the point that I'm trying to make is, like, if somebody else is doing something and they're living their life and they're happy and they're gay and they're just thriving and doing what they need to do, and that bothers you, I think you should just reflect on yourself. Work on yourself.
I had one of my friends tell me today, a really good friend, we went out to eat, and she was trying to tell me how she supported gay pride. Hmm. And she's saying, oh, and there was protesters at the gay pride. I was like, yeah. She's like, I can't believe that. And then she read the signs and, like, there are only two genders and abortion is bad. A lotion is your face.
And so she's
like, I do believe that there are only two genders too. And I was like, girl, why do we have to go there? Yes, you're born one, you're born another, but then you're like, your choice of you choosing is something different. Like, that has nothing to do with what they are talking about. So thank you. Why does it bother you? Thank you for backing me up. But, like, even me not being anywhere of, like, gender fluidity, why would you say that to me?
Yeah.
To say, like, oh, I wish I would have been there at Pride. Boom. End of story.
Yeah.
That's all you need to say.
I don't know. Yeah, like,
crazy.
I don't know.
Don't try to speak about what you don't know.
I'm trying to avoid talking about, like, political.
Is that political?
Politically charged things, essentially. Okay. But it truly, like Bloop said, love is love. If somebody else is having a good old time and they're great and they're doing what they need to do, shouldn't affect you. Just work on yourself.
I am not lesbian. I just love men and attention.
I mean, we all love attention. Like, let's not.
And men.
Yes. Yes. Anyways, thank you all so much for joining us. Sorry I got a little deep at the end there. It's so hard to avoid, though, because you are gay and married to me. So it's tough to avoid not talking about these kinds of things. And I'm sorry if it makes you uncomfortable. Kind of makes us uncomfortable. But you know what? We're talking about it. We are owning it. Where's our gay pride flag? Get over here. We appreciate you all. Thank you for listening. We
are family.
We totally love you all. Thank you all so much.
And we have some exciting projects coming up in the works. We've been talking a lot this one.
We have been. Because so I am sick of y'all not watching my Dare Wears content. So we're going to
end this. End it now. Thank you for coming. She is sick and tired. Love you all. Okay, we'll shoot. Bye.